Two stages of moksha.
Ordinarily, by moksha, we mean release or freedom from the cycles of birth and death.
Yes, it is true, but that is the final stage of liberation. It is the secondary stage. The first stage of moksha is where you experience a sense of neutrality towards problems and miseries. In the first stage of moksha, one experiences indifference towards any worldly unhappiness. Even in worldly unhappiness, one remains unaffected. In the midst of upadhi, which is suffering imposed upon you by others or external factors, you experience samadhi, that is to be free from suffering and to experience the state of one's own bliss. That is the first stage of moksha. The second stage of moksha, permanent moksha, is attained after death. The first stage of moksha should be attained here and now. I experience this first stage of moksha all the time. Moksha should be such that even while one lives amongst the worldly things, they do not affect him. That is the moksha one must strive for. There is no bondage. This stage of moksha is possible through akram vijnan.
Experiencing moksha in daily living.
Is such freedom or moksha experienced while one is living, jivan mukti, or is it the freedom that comes after death?
What is the point of having freedom after you are dead? This is how people become conned into promises of moksha after death and become trapped. Of what use is a pending moksha to you in this life? You need to be able to experience or get a taste of it right here and now. Otherwise, how can one be sure whether there is such a thing as moksha? Moksha after death is like borrowed moksha. One cannot depend upon things that are borrowed. You need to have the moksha in your hands, like ready cash. You should be able to experience this moksha while you are alive, just as King Janak experienced living moksha in his lifetime. Have you heard of this?
I have heard that.
Who achieves moksha?
Dada, so in reality, who is it that attains moksha?
Only the ego is released through moksha. The one who is bound is the one that attains moksha. It is the one who suffers that attains moksha. Atma itself is the state of moksha. The one that is bound and the one that suffers from being bound is the one that seeks liberation. It is the ego that suffers the pain of bondage. So, it is this very ego that wants to be liberated. Now, unless ignorance is removed, the ego cannot be liberated. When you attain Jnana from the Jnani Purush, ignorance will be lifted and the ego will be liberated.
Only Jnana can end all misery.
This world is trapped in the well of suffering. What is this suffering due to? This suffering stems from ignorance of the self. All suffering in this world is because of ignorance. This ignorance leads to rag, that is attachment, and dvesh, that is abhorrence, and suffering is experienced as a consequence. Only Jnan can cure this suffering. There is no other remedy. Jnan insulates you from suffering.
Dada Bhagwan na asim jai jaikar ho. 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 Dada Bhagwan na असीम जय जयकार हो दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो दादा भगवान ना
असीम जय जयकार हो दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो।
What is अक्रमपाद? The extraordinary powers of Akram Gnan.
Dada, is it possible to acquire Atma Gnan, that is self-realization, so easily as a married householder?
Yes, there is such a way. It is possible to attain Atma Gnan even while living with your wife and your children. You can attain Atma Gnan while living the worldly life and fulfilling your parental and other duties. I myself, who is living this worldly life, can make this happen for you. You will have the freedom to do whatever you wish. Go to the cinema, get your children married, wear beautiful clothes and so on. What other guarantees do you need?
Dada, then it is worth looking into. If I can have that kind of freedom, I'm very interested.
All the freedom you desire is yours. This is a shortcut path to Atma Gnan. It does not require any effort on your part. I will give you your Atma in your hands, so all that remains is for you to enjoy the bliss of the experience. This is the elevator path. Stay in the elevator, that is, the shortcut path as opposed to the traditional karmic step-by-step path to liberation. You will not bind any new karma. The only karma you bind will be through following my agnyas, that is, 5 cardinal principles, and they will result in one more lifetime. I give you these agnyas to protect you from any deviations or obstacles on this path.
Dada, is there another lifetime for me after this gnan?
You have had a past life and you will also have a future life too. This gnan is such that it will give you moksha in a couple of lifetimes. First comes freedom from ignorance, then, after a couple of lifetimes, comes the final moksha. The current time cycle is such that one more birth still remains. Come back to me again. We will set a date for the Gnanvidhi. On that special day of the Gnanvidhi, I will cut the ropes of ignorance that have kept you bound for infinite lives. They need not be cut every day. If that were the case, one would have to go and buy new blades each day. On the decided day, I will cut only one twist of the rope, nothing else. Then immediately you will realize that you are free. The experience of the sense of freedom is enough. You should experience the awareness that you have been freed. This liberation is no joke. It is very real. I will give you just that. What happens when you receive this Gnan? During the Gnanvidhi, the fire of knowledge, that is Gnan Agni, destroys 2 of the 3 forms of karma. The 3 forms of karma are analogous to steam, water and ice. During Gnanvidhi, the first 2 types of karma, that is steam and water, are destroyed. One feels light and his awareness is increased. The only karma that remains are those in the form of ice. You have to suffer the effects of these karmas, good or bad, because they have solidified and are at the point of fruition. You cannot escape them. The karma in the form of steam and water will evaporate in the fire of knowledge. This makes you feel light and your awareness will increase. Until one's karmas are destroyed, his awareness will not increase. Only the karmas that have solidified will have to be endured. To make these solidified karmas easier to endure and to minimize the suffering that they may entail, I have shown you all the ways. Repeat Dada Bhagwan Na Asim Jai Jai Kar Ho, say the three mantra and the Nav Kalmo, and so on. See the appendix. Along with the destruction of these lighter karmas during the Gnan Vidhi, many of the avarans, that is layers of ignorance over the soul, are broken down. At that time, through divine grace, one becomes aware of the self. Once awakened, the awareness never leaves. Pratiti, that is the conviction that I am pure self, will always be there along with the awareness. Pratiti will only remain as long as there is awareness. First comes the experience of awakening and then comes pratiti. Pratiti is the conviction, I am pure self. Anubhav, that is the experience. Laksh, that is awareness. And pratiti, that is conviction, all take hold. The pratiti is constant, whereas laksh is wavering and lasts for short periods. When we become distracted or engrossed in our work, we may lose that sense of awareness for that amount of time. But whenever we have a moment's respite from our work, it will return. Anubhav of the self is the experience that is felt when one is relieved from his work and duties and when he sits in a meditative state. It will continue to grow because he will perceive what Chandulal is now as opposed to what Chandulal was before. What makes this difference? It is the experience of the Atma. Before, one was in Dehathyas, that is, conscious only of the actions and temperament of the physical body. Whereas now, one is established as the soul.
Dada, what happens during experience of the soul?
The experience of the self is the destruction of the belief, I am the body. When the belief, I am this body goes, new karma cease to bind you. What more could you want?
Dada, I want you to show me this path of Gnan. That is all.
Yes, I will show you this path. Not only will I show you this path, but also I will give you your Atma, that is soul, in your hands.
Dada, then the purpose of my human birth is fulfilled. What more can I ask for?
Yes, completely fulfilled. That which you cannot find through efforts of countless lifetimes, I will give you in just 1 hour. Then you will feel that you have achieved your goal as a human being. Otherwise, you cannot achieve this even after effort of 1,000 lifetimes.